Well, on this Thanksgiving Sunday, our texts are sort of all over the place, aren't they? And it did cross my mind to divert from the lectionary to go to some more thankful texts. And then I thought, do we have to? First of all, Thanksgiving is a notion as far as a day on the calendar that isn't part of the church year particularly, so we could just say we are lectionary Christians and we ignore the calendar, except that's kind of silly. If nothing else, we have this lovely display in front of us. And so as I was looking at these, and the question came to me, drawn from these texts, and that's where the sermon title comes from, are we thankful? And when we look at these texts, beginning at Psalm 22, which we remember most, at least for most of us, has the biggest resonance from Jesus saying it when he was on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? To a Job text, which is not stereotypically thankful in any way, shape, or form. And even our New Testament readings don't intrinsically lead us to thanks, really. But as I was looking at them, I thought, are we thankful? Because if we're only thankful when things are going well, does that mean we have a thankful spirit? Or does it mean that we are just appropriately grateful for a good thing that has come to us? And there's nothing wrong with that. If somebody gives you something pleasant and you say thankful and you're grateful for it, that's what you should do. But when we think of being thankful, and Thanksgiving is, I think, particularly for those who make their living from the land, Thanksgiving for us urban dwellers is this thing that says, well, yeah, every year we've got all these lots of good crops and all these sorts of things. Well, I'm guessing that if you're a farmer, you've had at least one year where there wasn't much, and there wasn't much to be thankful for. And I can remember the stories that my mother told of her very early days. I mean, she was born in 1927 in southern Saskatchewan. So by the time she was six, in 1933, she had the opportunity to see that a harvest is sometimes nothing. And if our Thanksgiving festival, which happens at harvest time, is so dependent on what we get, then what is it really? When the season of Thanksgiving is where we intentionally turn our hearts and our minds to thankfulness. It's an orientation towards the world that says that thankfulness comes from finding the things to be thankful for, rather than just waiting till they're thrust upon us. The ironies of doing Merle's middle service yesterday, the day before Thanksgiving, wasn't lost on me. And yet, for a life well lived, as Merle Tisdale certainly had, we are faced with the paradox, I don't even know if paradox is the right word, of giving thanks for someone's life when they're dead. And when you're younger, that's kind of hard to understand. Sometimes when we're older, it's hard for us to understand too. But it helps us see that the life in which we've all been placed is a life that has good and bad, that has up and down of all sorts. And yet, in the midst of those, if we're willing to put in the work, and it is work, sometimes it's a tremendous amount of work, if we're willing to put in the work, we can be thankful. One of the texts I wish we did have here this Sunday was where Paul exhorts us to be thankful in all things. And that's a great text for me it's a great text for me now, because when I was younger, what I heard in be thankful in all things was be thankful for all things. And I thought, I'm supposed to be thankful for a toothache? I'm supposed to be thankful that I crashed and burned on my bicycle and not only hurt myself but looked like an idiot? Well, I'm not going to be thankful for those. Well, it's not so much a matter of are we the kind of people who are thankful for everything that happens to us, including the rock chip on your windshield or whatever else it might be. But in the midst of life, we are called to be thankful people. And as I got older, I began to understand this better and began to see that it is possible. And there are some people who will turn this into a Pollyanna kind of denial. We're in the midst of something terrible. They'll tell you that everything's fine. Oh, everything's great. I'm so thankful. And I'm thinking, no, you're not. You're just making this up. And you may even believe it. But if you tell yourself that you are just always thankful no matter what, you're just not paying attention to what's going on. I'm not thankful for what's going on with Syrian refugees. Like, I don't think that's a good thing. I'm not grateful for it. I'm grateful for every human being who has stepped up. I see some of the footage of people welcoming refugees into their community by meeting them at the train and clapping and giving them gifts. For that, I'm thankful. I'm not thankful that the Syrian refugees are there because their homes have been destroyed. But by becoming people who are oriented towards thankfulness, we become the kind of people who will find it wherever it is, taking seriously what's going on in the world, but not just saying that what we see is all that we see. And I was looking for a text that specifically brought this forward. And if I had to pick one out of our lectionary texts, it would be Hebrews. And it would be our Hebrews reading, where we read that, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, it goes on and on, we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize for our weaknesses. But as followers of Jesus, we're following somebody who has gone through every single thing that we have. We're following someone who has gone through the death of a parent. We know that Jesus' mother lived past him. But because his father, his stepfather, Joseph, disappears from the story, it seems fairly likely that he had died before Jesus did. And Jesus lived through that. And as we look at the life of Jesus, we don't see someone who is caught up in the bitterness of the unpleasant experiences of life, but we see someone who pays careful attention to everything that happens. Jesus is grieved in places. Jesus weeps over death that he knows he can do something about. We are thankful in the midst of a world that is filled with unpleasantness, not because we ignore unpleasantness, not because we focus just on how our lives aren't particularly unpleasant and we don't even think about anybody else. We become thankful people because we know that there's more than what we see. We know that in some way God is going to take the misery of this life and turn it into something better. We don't always know how. Sometimes we see it. Sometimes we look back on experiences in our lives that we never would have chosen. That at the time we looked at nothing, or looked at them and said, this is nothing but awful. And we look back and we say, from that moment on, I became a different and better person. And I'm grateful for where I am now. Which doesn't mean that we are grateful that the catastrophe happened, whatever it might have been. We're grateful for what came from it. And Jesus modeled this over and over again. Jesus demonstrated in so much of what he taught that we deal with what's going on in the world and we try to make it better. We don't ignore what's going on in the world, but we address it in the way that's most appropriate. And we do that best, at least from my experience, we do that best when we approach what's going on from an orientation of thankfulness, of gratitude. We're grateful to God. We're not grateful to God for an earthquake or a tsunami, but we're grateful to God that we have some resources that we can apply towards those people. We're not grateful that a neighbor is sick, but we're grateful that we know enough about what's going on that we can help, that we can take over something as simple as a meal or a card. The gratitude comes from a much expanded view. One of the reasons why it's so difficult, or at least why it was so difficult for me when I was younger to understand this, giving thanks in all things, was because what happened to me was so big. I wasn't used to looking beyond the moment. I hadn't learned how to do that yet. And so what happened to me, whether it was the bicycle crash or the toothache, was so large I couldn't see anything else but it. But as we get older, as we see God bringing good out of bad in ways that we never could have imagined, it gives us more confidence that He'll continue to do that just like He promised He would. We believe it at a deeper and deeper level. And we become people who are more inclined to gratitude. I went through a spell where I thought Thanksgiving was dumb. Because if you weren't thankful every day, then why should you be thankful one day? That's just dumb. And if that isn't the sign of youthful black and white kind of thinking, I don't know what is. I'm glad I grew through that. I think I needed it to become the kind of person I am. I guess I'm grateful for that too, even though I'm sure I was really irritating at that stage. Because now I'm really glad that we have a day set aside to be thankful, where we are reminded of all we have. And there are some years that Thanksgiving is easier than others to be thankful at, of course. But the older we get and the more life experience we get and the more we understand how all of this works, the more Thanksgiving becomes a high point of thankfulness rather than the only point of thankfulness. In the same way that as you move into a deeper relationship with God through Jesus, getting together on Sunday isn't the only time you ever think about Him. Sunday isn't the only time you're actually acting out your Christian life. It's a high point in the week. It's a different way to experience God, the same God you experience all week. And so, when I was looking at the question, are we thankful? I realized that yes, we are. Sometimes it's easier to articulate, sometimes it's much easier to see. But one of the things that I've noticed about people who do have that relationship with God, even if it's a little bit different than mine and the worship practices are a little different than mine, one of the things that I've noticed is that a deeper relationship with God just makes you so much more grateful for so many more things. Big things in life, of course, but the little things too. I was so grateful yesterday that at the graveside service, you couldn't have asked for a more beautiful autumn day. And it just, as somebody said later, it's just so perfect for someone who spent so much time in a rural setting to have this kind of day, harvest time. It was just perfect. And I was just grateful for that. When I was younger, if I would have thought of it at all, I would have gone, okay, yeah, the day was over. The more time I spend with God, the more time I spend with God's people, the more I see things to be grateful for, while paradoxically being more aware of people who have less, people who are suffering, and being able to hold those together, I think is part of what makes us who we are. Followers of Jesus, great high priest who went through everything we've gone through and said it's possible to live that kind of life that gives glory to God. Well, in this Sunday, this Thanksgiving Sunday, we are grateful. We are thankful. We're thankful for God's good gifts that He has given all of us. The ones that are obvious to anyone with eyes. And those little ones that we've learned to see. Eyes of gratitude that come from that relationship with God that's heightened and sharpened our focus on all of His good things for us. Amen.